drummers see it my way. You know, when it all boils down to the fine points, I've had a lot of phone calls complimenting.
From other performers?
Right, saying that that should have been said a long time ago. But, you know, that's all that. I'm not worried about it.
So, tell me again why it is that you think you would be frank about this when other people aren't.
I don't know. You know, they just... People, you know, they keep trying to pin you down. They want you to say something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, I just, you know, decided to say what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's... They don't want to do any more interviews. That's fine with me, too.
Mm.
Because I don't really like doing interviews.
J.D. and I was talking the other day, in the article, talking about seeing a cardboard up with a fountain pen, with a ballpoint pen, festival this way.
Right.
Well, every time you see one of them, a lot of times, we know the promoter is going to lose his rear end.
Uh-huh.
Because he hasn't advertised. See, the budget, he just thinks you put it on the radio twice, and the whole flock of people come to see it. It's not that simple. So what this article says, and a lot of people have missed this. J.D. and I was talking about the other day. A lot of people have missed this point. The fact that we don't like to play where they keep losing money. And it's about some time somebody spoke up and said, hey, if you can't afford the advertisement and to do a festival right, don't do it because you're going to lose your butts. When you pull up and they've got all these groups there, six or seven big name groups, and they've got 500 people sitting out there, they're going to lose their butts, and it really makes us feel bad. But we can't go around moping and talk. We got to have our money. It's our living.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to really see these kind of people. Think twice about having a festival, about writing on a ballpoint pen in a piece of cardboard box. That's a whole lot of what the article said, but people's missing that point.
Mm-hmm.
We hate to see people lose money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have enough intelligence about the music to think, hey, you know, a lot of people go out and they go to a festival that's been going on for 8 or 10 years and it's really successful. Thousands of people that say, hey, I'm going to have me one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's just overnight success. It's not, is
no,
it, J.D.?
I don't realize the fellow that started that lost for 3 or 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept hanging in and he's made a success out of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do it by writing a festival this way on a cardboard box with a ballpoint pen. See what he's trying to say.
And of course, we, like I said, we didn't say this to be, to have, or to hurt anybody. We're just trying to help, you know, and if we're a little bit too frank, then maybe we're getting our point across.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, we'd like to see it go, everybody go, and do, and make great at, make good. It would tickle us to death, you know. But, you know, we're just trying to upgrade the music and the bluegrass business, the music industry. We're trying to upgrade it, not keep it where it was 20 years ago. We want it up because we think there's enough talent and good musicians around to do it if it's done in the right manner. But somebody has to do something to help get it going, you know. Good musicians derive, you know, from amateur bands, which it takes experience. But there again, you do have people, and not taking anything away from them, that think they can learn some songs and just get right up and do what the pros have been doing for 20 and 30 years. Well, then they can't do that, and their name is not going to draw people. So they have to be willing to work for it. They have to be willing to sacrifice. You know, stay up a few nights, lose a few nights' sleep, and work at it. You know, things just don't happen overnight in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. It used to. But I don't know of anyone, especially in the bluegrass music, that's made it overnight. I guess we were one of the first groups to take country rock songs,
mm-hmm.
Like the Burrito Brothers, the Birds,
mm-hmm.
back that type of country rock music, and adapt them over to bluegrass. Nobody was doing that. We started doing that. And we were titled one of the progressive. Then we were starting, that word was creeping in. I think there's room for all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
There's room for all kinds of whatever they want to title it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember when there were four kinds of music, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You either pop, classical, hillbilly. There was no such thing as country and western, it was hillbilly. And that included bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
That was all hillbilly music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they started branching out.
Mm-hmm.
Modern country and western swing, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, contemporary. You know, it's just all kinds of titles that they've given it now. So, you know, there's room for all kinds.